This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the Papa's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio live out here at Botlhabela Showgrounds, man. It's exciting times. You know what? I'm a car fanatic, and speaking about cars, it's a Friday, and you know what time it is, man. Time to kick back, cruise into the weekend, and rev it up a bit on the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Joining me right now is Preshoven Naidoo, and judging by the lineup in his driveway, he's been having all fun, man. This week, he's back behind the mirror of the sleek and stylish and fully electric Volvo X, C40. That is recharged for a second go. Plus, there's a quick teaser on the rugged and involved Jeep Wrangler, beefy, bold, and still doing things on its own way, man. We'll round it off with Preshoven's motoring tip and a hot jam of the week. He's on the line right now, or back on the line with me right now. Preshoven, welcome back. How are you doing today?
Fantastic in yourself. Good to hear from you, Kimbash. Hope you're well.
No, I'm good, man. I'm broadcasting live right out here at Botlhabela in Thulamahashe, Preshoven, and there's a female spinner that just finished doing some amazing work. It's so good to see females, man, within the space and doing things, you know, that is presumed to be for men, man. It's so great. It's amazing, and I'm so excited because now we're heading into the motoring experience and speaking all things cars, but my adrenaline is still up there. I'm still supercharged, Preshoven.
No, I can imagine. That's fantastic. Yeah, I really love that spinning as well. And we'd love to learn how to do it one day. Maybe we can teach me one day. Who knows?
You and I both. Now, let's head straight into it, Preshoven. I mean, the Volvo XC40 Recharge. You know, first impressions on the design, still a yay from you?
Yeah, it's still a resounding yay. I think it's just that XC40 has such a strong, clean look to it and really brings the future into focus. You know, what immediately caught my eye was that smoothed out front bumper, free of traditional vents, no, you know, circulation lid. It's clean, futuristic, and a premium finish. And it has that Volvo 4 hammer LED headlamps, which just look good, sharp, and it's really giving confidence and handsome charm throughout. So, yeah, loved it. And obviously, the padded with some 20-inch wheels, futuristic, everything just looks nice and caught a few eyes here and there, but nice.
Oh, amazing stuff. I mean, let's speak about inside the cabin, right? What stands out the most for you? Are there any drawbacks?
Yeah, so the cabin is quite well built with intention. There are no creaks or cheap plastics whatsoever. Everything is quite solid and elegantly styled. You've got this minimalism design going through. And one will notice as well that it's nice, it's classy set out. I did notice they put this crystal gear lever, which looks good in the middle, a 9-inch entertainment screen. I think they could do a bit more with that Google entertainment system. It's a bit dated to me. I think they need to really amp the antics there. But all in all, heated seats, heated steering wheel, a nice sound system thrown into the mix, and yes, a leather trim. You can offer the leather trim throughout, which I was had, so very premium. I quite like it a lot.
All right. Now, I mean, Preshoven, you and I are more of a vrpa, you know, kind of person. So I don't know, man. Speaking of the drive, the smooth, the silent, are you personally sold on the electric movement?
You know what? I definitely miss the vrpa. I need some acoustics to it. There's just something about a combustion engine where it's firing on all cylinders, and when you're in an electric car, it's a bit meek, I won't lie. But I thought, it's just fast. Its handling is quite precise. And the power output as well is 300 kilowatts, 670 each meter of torque. So it has a lot of power for this electric family mover SUV. It's not perfect, though. Over, you know, bumpy surfaces, it does feel a bit stiff. But it has been drainage from braking, and it does move its way quite well, especially in the traffic corners. But that being said, yes, you can adjust the steering wheel, either make it firmer or lighter, but it really just doesn't engage you in the seamless range of about 350 kilometers. So it's recent I find myself going to a lot of fast charging stations, just trying to refuel here and there. And it's okay. Hey, I think that electric car is meant for the in and around city runs, not long trips. So I think it's fair.
All right, now let's speak about the rivals, man. Would you say, you know, how does it stack up against its rivals? Would you say that it stands out within the crowded segment?
I do. I think it really does. It's, you know, it's well built. It looks good. And if you are an electric car lover, it might be your cup of tea. It is a smidgen expensive. It's about 1.3 million rand. It is quite pricey. It goes head-to-head with the BMW iX1, which is actually, I think I've heard from many journalists that that car is very, very lovely and tasteful. And then the Mercedes-Benz EQB, and then the GWM Aura. But I recently had a test in the VW ID.4 Pro, which actually left me speechless because I really loved how that thing was well-built. Range of 550 kilometers. You can literally drive to Durban in that. So I think the electric car market is slowly ramping up, and I think, I don't know, I'm still on the hot seat of, I don't know. Electric cars are just something that I'm not clearing the soul for me, eh? It really isn't sometimes.
Look, I hear you, man, and it's something else. I can't even put, you know, words to it. But nonetheless, Prashur, but before we wrap it up, can you give us, you know, a quick teaser? What's your take on the new Jeep Wrangler?
I think I'm excited for it. I'm actually waiting for it to hit the driveway right now, as you see. But really, I think it's a true icon with the heritage dating back to 1945. The latest Rubicon gets, you know, mild design tweaks and a big upgrade under the hood, a 2-liter turbo diesel motor. So they're aiming to make it more smoother, more efficient, and way more drivable than the old V6, which was apparently quite thirsty. But that being said, still king, it's time called, and I think it's ready still to conquer everything on its way. But I'm excited for it. So next week, definitely we'll tuck into it a bit more.
All right, most definitely. Prashurban, thank you so much. But as you know, you need to leave us with your hot jam of the week and a motoring tip, that is.
Thank you, Timbash, as always, and listeners out there. So for the electric car lovers out there, when driving an electric vehicle, range anxiety is quite real. Trust me, it really is. But manageable, always plan your routes around available charging times and check live availability where possible. It's also smart to carry a backup charging card or app and top up early instead of waiting until your range drops below 10%. Peace of mind is everything. And let's end up with Wanna Love You by Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams.
All right, Prashurban, thank you so much for taking your time to join us. As always, catch you again next week, Friday. That is, have yourself a beautiful and blessed weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Bash, as always, and have a blessed one to the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.